Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back. And for many years now, we've been celebrating the work that he does, polling small business owners through his NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is coming up on its 40th anniversary later this year. His work is the gold standard as far as understanding what's in the heads of small businesses, and he compiles that information and brings it to us once a month very faithfully, and we appreciate it very much. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be with you, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Bill, we kind of got a little bit of mixed signals here this month. Some things are down, some things are up, but nothing's all that great.
Right. The index went down 1.3 points to 89.5.
That's a pretty big drop, being already low, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. It is. I mean, the average of the index in this so-called recovery, which started June of 2009 or July of 2009, is 90.7. So we're not even at the average for the last 45 months.
Right.
So it's just not good. It's gone nowhere. And, of course, that's consistent with the macro data that we see. You know, we're not getting jobs. We're not getting a lot of capital spending. We're not getting a lot of GDP growth. So, this half of the economy is just not very happy.
Would you have believed, if I had said to you 6 or 7 years ago, that America could get into a situation where for 5 years you could repress small business activity the way the small business sector has felt depressed and repressed, would you believe that for five years we could pull it? Washington could create so much uncertainty and so much dysfunction and so many bad policies that it would keep small businesses down that long?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't think that would happen, that somebody would wise up and do something sensible, but I guess you have to elect sensible politicians, and we haven't done that, so here we are. So the average growth rate now has been, over the last 5 years, 2%, and basically that's accounted for mostly by just population growth. So you get, 3 million more people here every year, and they do spend more money and do things, so you get that growth. And then the fact that the world economy has not done poorly, so the Fortune 500 have done very well, and they've made a lot of stuff, which counts in our GDP,
right,
even though they sell it to the rest of the world, so because it creates jobs here and so on. So, those two things, so domestically, we've just not done very well. It's really, we're in the can domestically, so we're still there.
We're more than halfway into what I've been calling a lost decade, Bill. What do you think?
Well, that could be.
I mean, we've observed Japan.
Yeah,
they're lost. They're in a lost generation.
Yeah,
but I mean, this is kind of what Japan looked like for the entire '90s.
Yeah,
isn't it?
No, that's right. And they're still struggling. They're still trying to figure out how to get things turned around. And, they have a similar demographic problem to ours. We have the one advantage of having the population growth of, 3 million. So that kind of gives you a little more than 1% growth there.
And as screwed up as our banking industry has been and can be, at least we're a little more transparent and a little more aggressive when it comes to dealing with banks. That was one of the problems that Japan had, wasn't it? They didn't wash their banks up.
We did that, although we wonder now as we look at it whether we should have saved those banks because they've only gotten bigger and more interconnected and so making us more vulnerable to a mistake they might make. And we see them making mistake after mistake, and yet strange things happen. We'll find them. It wasn't a bank. It was an investment company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they fined them $600 million. The SEC fined them $600 million, But the CEO was paid $1 billion for the year. So I guess $600 million is a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, they just
nobody's in jail.
They pulled that out of their sofa, I think, Bill.
Right,
and paid that.
Right,
so
exactly.
So folks, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're just reporting. We can't. There's not enough lipstick for this pig, and we're just reporting the way it is. 22. Right back with Bill Duckenberg. We're going to break this down for you after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.